सहनावतु
सहनोभुनक्तु
सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो वी आर सीइंग द डायलॉग बिटवीन देवहूति एंड कपिल भगवान। देवहूति हैज आस्क्ड भगवान कपिल दैट निर्बन्ना नितराम भूमन असत इंद्रिय दर्शनाथ। इज आवर एक्सपीरियंस। What is our experience? That our indriyas, our sense organs are always agitated, always continuously agitated. One after another desires are coming. And she says, Yen sambhava manena prapanna andham tama prabhu, and I am entering into more and more agyan, andhatama. Whole life I am fulfilling my desires and I am creating, entering into more and more agyan. See? Then she requests, Atha me deva sammoham upakrishtam tam arsi. I request you, please remove my this delusion. I don't know how to come out of it. Then Kapil Bhagwan says, what we have to do, yoga adhyatmika. First time perhaps we are hearing, there is another yoga called adhyatmika yoga. What is adhyatmik? Adhi atma. Adhi plus atma is adhyatmik. Adhi means pertaining. Pertaining to atma, that yoga you have to do. Adhyatmik yoga. Punsam mato nisresaya me. According to me, if you follow this adhyatmik yoga, you will get moksha, mukti, liberation. What does that mean? Atyanta uparati yatra dukhasya cha sukhasya cha atyanta uparati. There is no more of dukkha, sansarik dukkha and sansarik sukha. Because sansarik sukha also has many shortcomings. Then he says, chet kalu asya bandhaya muktaye cha atmanomatam. According to me, it is the mind, you know. It is the mind where there is your bandhan and mukti. Bondage and mukti is in mind. What is bandhan? Gunesu sakta bandhaya. Gunesu, anything which is made of guna, anything which is made of guna, anything which is made of sattva-rajas-tamas, anything which is made of sattva-rajas-tamas means what? Anything which is made of panchamahabhuta. Anything made of Pancha Mahabhut means what? My body is made of Pancha Mahabhut and the whole world is also made of Pancha Mahabhut. So if we get attached to anything which is made of Pancha Mahabhut, then he says, Gunesu Sakta Bandhaya, you are bound. Bound. Ratam Vapunsi Muktaye. Ratam Vapunsi. Punsi means God. If you attach to God, Mukti. So the real problem is the attachment. If we are attached to Panchamahabhut or anything created by Panchamahabhut, That means our body and the whole world, it is bandhan. If our attachment is toward Lord, mukti. Then he says, aham aham abhimana utthai kam lob adi pi malai. Because of the attachment with anatma vastu, because of attachment with the guna or with the prakriti, what happens? Aham and mam comes, I and my. And because of this I, ego, and my, minus, what happens? Kaam, lobh, adi. Adi means what? Kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mad, matsar. These things will be coming. And what is this? Malai, they are all impurities. Don't think that a kamana is coming to you in our mind for getting an object in the world. It is a very good thing. No, it is not a good thing. It is malai, it is impurity. Bitam yada manasuddham, when your mind is freed of this thing, bitam, freed. Freed of what? Kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, matsar. That is malai, those are impurities. When the mind is free of all these things, dukkham sukham samam, you go beyond this sansarik sukh and dukh. Samam, you become equipoised. Now we get disturbed with the sansarik dukkha, goes up and down, our mind goes up and down. That will be over. Tada purusatmanam kevalam prakrate param. Tada, when your mind is free of impurities and you have gone beyond your mind. Tada purusatmanam kevalam prakrate param. He has reached param, which is beyond prakriti. Which is beyond prakriti. Prakriti is all changing and perishable. For anything which is changing and perishable, it needs a substratum which should be real. Therefore, that Brahman, that tattva is real. Where it is? Beyond prakriti. When I go beyond my mind, I reach there. And what will I find? Nirantaram, always. Swayam Jyoti, self-effulgent. You need no other instrument. You don't need a light to see that self. Swayam Jyoti. It is self-effulgent. Swayam Jyoti. Animanam akhanditam. Animanam means subtle. It is very subtle. Akhanditam. It's infinite, not fragmented. How will I get it? Next question. Next one, how will I get to say it? Jnana vairagya yuktena. Jnana. Adhyatmik yoga starts with jnana of atma. Remember, he has used the word, Bhagavan Kapil has used the word adhyatmik yoga. Adhyatmik yoga, adhi means pertaining to atma. So first you have to have the knowledge of atma. Jnana. Vairagya, how you will get jnana? Vairagya. Vairagya from where? From Atma. You are not accepting? No. I correct myself. Vairagya from Anatma. We are all engrossed in Anatma. If you want to come to Atma, you have to leave Anatma. We are all engrossed in Anatma. So Vairagya is needed. Jnana Vairagya yuktena bhakti yuktena te atmana. And in the mind there should be bhakti, devotion, love should be there. Love toward what? Not OET. Love toward Bhagwan. Bhakti yuktena chatmana. Paripasyati. You will see. If you have got three things, jnana, what is atman? For that you have to do sravan. Jnana, vairagya. Vairagya from OET. From anatma things, from sansar. Then love, bhakti, we should have bhakti also. Then paripasyati, udasinam. Udasinam, you become indifferent. Indifferent to what? Prakriti cha hataujasam. And that's prakriti which is giving us the sukha and dukha. That's what hataujasam. Its strength has lowered. reducing the strength. Prakriti will not overpower me. At present, Prakriti overpowers me. I start crying when the sorrow comes. Hatojasa. Next, verse number 19. So this part we have already seen in our last session. Just to recap it, now we proceed from verse number 19.
Na yujyamanaya bhaktya bhagavat akhilatmani sadrishosti shiva pantha yoginam brahma siddhaye.
Na yujyamanaya. Na means not. Yujyamana being performed. Bhaktya by bhakti, by devotion. Bhagavat akhilatmani. Bhagavat means Bhagwan, God. Akhilatmani means super soul. Akhil, infinite soul. Akhilatmani. Sridhuto asti sabha pantha yogi nam brahma siddhaye. Sridhuto means like asti. There is no other path. Siva pantha. Pantha means path. Siva means auspicious. There is no other auspicious path for yoginam brahma siddhaye, for the perfection in knowledge, for perfection in self-realization. There is no other auspicious path than bhakti mark. So this bhakti mark requires three things. Always remember. One is the jnana, another is vairagya, and third is bhakti. So for striving jeev, there is no blissful road to God realization like bhakti directed toward the Lord, who is the soul of universe. Brahma siddhe means what? Brahma siddhe, we have to understand that I am not this body, I am Brahman. This is Brahma siddhi. Brahma siddhi means I am Brahman. I am not this body. This is Brahma siddhi. And Siva Pantha, Bhakti Yoga is the most auspicious path. Most auspicious path. Why so? Most auspicious path. What we have to do in the BMI chart, you will find we have to reach Om, Atman. Is it not so? We have to Om, Atman. So first we have to have knowledge about that Om, Atman. Gyan. Then said Vairagya. What is Vairagya? Vairagya is we have to be dispassionate from BMI, PFT and OET. I presume all of you know BMI, PFT and OET. We have to withdraw from this. Vairagya. Then bhakti. Love. You see, love is, you see, very easy. Bhakti marg is very easy because we all have the capital of love. We all have that capital of love. But if you want to follow karma mark or gyan mark, you require some special knowledge also. If you want to follow karma yoga, you have to know what is karma, what is akarma, what is vikarma. You have to know what is nitya karma, what is naimittik karma, what is niyat karma, what is upasana, what is kamya karma, what is nisiddha karma. You have to understand all this karma. And if you want to follow the jnana mark, you have to be sadhan chatushta sampanna, viveka vairagya sat sampatti and mumuchutam should be there. Pre-qualification. But in bhakti, bhakti is very easy. We all have a capital of bhakti and we have invested in all failing companies. Those companies, those who don't give us dividend, and the market value is also coming down. So what we have to do? Reinvest, take it out from there. Now people are running after, pharmaceutical companies or hospitals. They are doing good business now. Hospitality? No. Withdraw from there. Put in hospital. No hotel business. Same thing we have to do here. Take out the capital of love from the unproductive things. What are those unproductive things? Whole OET, including my body. we have to withdraw and put this sign. So simple. कुछ नहीं करना है. यू डोंट हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज कर्म, अकर्म, विकर्म, विवेक, वैराग्य, सख संपत्ति, साधन, चतुष्टय, नथिंग नीडेड. देयरफॉर गुरुदेव यूज्ड डिटैच अटैच, डिटैच फ्रॉम देयर अटैच. सिंपल, सो सिंपल थिंग. डिटैच फ्रॉम आत्मा एंड अटैच टू अनात्मा. नो 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 नो. डिटैच फ्रॉम अनात्मा एंड अटैच टू Atma. You have to be attentive, no? Because I am seeing you, all of you. Okay, next. Now a beautiful portion is coming from verse number 22 to 27. It is about sadhu and satsang. Importance of satsang and who is a sadhu. Verse number 20.
Prasangam ajaram pasham आत्मनः कवयो विदुः सैव साधुषु कृतः मोक्षद्वारम् अपावृतम्.
प्रसंगम, अटैचमेंट, दिस इज द ओनली प्रॉब्लम. अटैचमेंट, प्रसंगम, अटैचमेंट. व्हाट टाइप ऑफ अटैचमेंट? अजरम. अजरम मीन्स व्हाट? जरम मीन्स जर्जर, वीक. अजरम मीन्स वेरी स्ट्रांग. सो अटैचमेंट विच इज वेरी स्ट्रांग. पासम आत्मनः कवयो विदु. पासम इज इट बाइंड. कवयो विदु, विदु मीन्स दे से हु, द वाइज मैन. वाइज मैन से द स्ट्रांग अटैचमेंट बाइंड्स अस. स्ट्रांग टू हुम? नॉट आत्मा, नॉट भगवान. स्ट्रांग अटैचमेंट टू ओईटी, बीएमआई, पीएफटी, दैट बाइंड्स अस. Then, saev sadhu sukrito, saev, same attachment. Prasangam, the same attachment. Ev sadhu sukrito. Sadhu sukrito means, if applied to a devotee or a sadhu, then what will happen? Moksha dharma apabritam. Moksha dwar will open. No. Moksha dwar apabritam. You can just walk in. Like our Yamunati doors are always open, you can just walk in. Moksha dwara apabritam. No problem. So what we have to do? Same thing just now I told you, that you have to change your portfolio. What portfolio is this? Prasangam, this attachment which is toward the world, we have to withdraw from there. And now you attach to whom? To sadhu. Kapil Bhagwan is saying you attach first to sadhu. देखो भगवान तो नजर आते नहीं हैं, साधु नजर आता है. यू कैन सी साधु बट यू कैन सी भगवान. इट इज द साधु हु विल इंट्रोड्यूस यू टू भगवान. सो देयरफॉर इन एवरी स्क्रिप्चर, बीट रामायण, भागवतम, एनी वेयर यू विल गो, फर्स्ट थिंग दे विल से गो एंड मीट साधु. साधु इवन इट इज सपोज that when we go to Tirtha Yatra, we should search for a sadhu there. After seeing the Lord, after the darshan of the Lord, try to find out sadhu there who will be able to give you some shastra gyan. But what we do? The moment we see sadhu sitting somewhere, we turn and go other side. Why? Magega kuch? Or there are many not good sadhus also. To prasanga majaram pasam atmana kavayo vidu. So they say intense attachment to the objects of the world is the cause of bondage for the jeev. The same attachment, if directed toward holy man, opens the gate of liberation. We have already seen sangastu sarvatha tyajya. Sangha with the worldly things we have to leave. Only sangha, attachment. Shastra is not saying leave your house, leave your family, leave your bank account. Sangha. Shastra is saying sangha is to be taken out. Everything will be there. Only the sangha part is to be there. Sangha is the poison. Sangha part is to be taken out. One Mahatma said that attachment cannot be killed. It can be sifted. It can be transferred. Can be transferred. It is natural in human being. Attachment will be there. If we don't have any children or nobody at home, what we do? We bring pet, get attached to pet. Attachment. It's natural for human being to have attachment. But we have got the power to transfer that attachment from one place to another. That can be done. So what is stated here is that transfer that attachment to sadhu. Transfer that attachment to sadhu. Now the question comes, who is a sadhu? First thing, pehle batao. Who is sadhu? So in Bhagavad Gita it says, Athi chet suduracharo bhajte mam ananyabha sadhu reva sa mantabhya. He is sadhu. Who? He says, first is durachara. What is achar? Achar means conduct. Durachar means one whose conduct is bad. He is a durachari. Sudurachari, one whose conduct is very, very bad. Even that person, bhajate mam ananyabhak. Bhajate mam, if he worships me, if he serves me, ananyabhak, with single pointed mind. Sadhu revata mantabhya. Bhagavan says he is sadhu. The moment a person turns toward Bhagavan, he is sadhu. We all are sadhu. We are all trying to find out that Bhagavan. So we are all sadhu. But we have to remember, just by wearing saffron does not become sadhu. The sadhu must be engaged in bhakti. Why? Because it is the sadhu who is going to tell us how to do bhakti. If sadhu himself is not doing bhakti, how can he tell us about the bhakti? A sadhu can wear the saffron cloth for udaranimittam. Don't have to work, just beg and eat. So here it is said, we should go to a sadhu who is in bhakti. So first step of realization is sadhu sangha. Kapil Bhagwan is saying, first, your attachment should go toward the sadhu. Okay. Shankaracharya ji also has said in Bhaj Govindam, what is that? Satsangatve nisangatam. Satsang. First, start your sadhana with satsang. Bhagwan Ram also advise Sabri while giving the Navada Bhakti. Say, Pratham Bhagati Kar Santan Sangha. See, Ramayana also saying same thing. Bhagavata also saying same thing. Shankaracharya is also saying same thing. So the starting point for realization is satsang. So sadhu will teach us how to do bhakti. Next. So starting point, remember, starting point, satsang. Without satsang, it will not happen.
Titikshava karunikaha shruhida sarvadehinam ajata shatrava shantaha sadhava sadhu bhushanaha.
Now some qualities, characteristics of sadhus are given here. Titikshava means tolerant. We have studied titiksha, in satsampati it comes, tattvabodh we have seen, sam, dam, then titiksha uprati, then samadhanam. Titiksha, tolerance or forbearance, karunika, merciful, surhrid, friendly. Friendly to whom? Sarvadehinam, all beings. All beings. Ajat satrava, no enmity with anybody. Santa, peaceful. Sadhava, sadhava means those who are abiding in Shastra. Those who are following Shastra, Sadhu Bhushana, they are the Abhushan, they are the ornament of Sadhu. So what is this titichava? Titiksha? Titiksha means, you see, in our life, sukh dukh will come. In life, sukh dukh will come. Nobody can stop it. And who is responsible for this sukh and dukh? I am responsible. Nobody else. All others are only the carriers of sukh dukh. Somebody has to give us that parcel. They are only postmen to give us. But why sukh and dukh is coming? We have seen many times. It is because of our karma. If I have done anything good in past, the result will be sukh. And if I have done anything bad in past means what? Maybe 100 lives before or 1,000 lives before, dukh will come or sukh will come. So sukh and dukh is result of our own action already done. Once the action is done, fruit of action will come in due course of time, which we have to take. We have got no other choice. We have to take. After taking, we have got only two choices. Either we accept with crying or happily. If I know the science behind this sukh and dukh, why dukh is coming, it is because of me, and it is limited because my karma is limited. It cannot be infinite. Then I can happily suffer also. Happily suffer. The science we have to understand. So titiksha means what? Titiksha means to forbear. I know what is the science behind this sukh and dukh. It is coming, it will come. I cannot stop it. It is a result of my past action. Titiksha. Okay, this is prasad Bhagwan has given. Guruji says this is just like a shock absorber in our car. When the car goes over a bump or goes into a pothole, there is a jerk. But the shock absorber, the person who is riding the car, he doesn't feel that much of shock. Same titiksha also will not give you that much of shock. If you have got this quality, titiksha. Now, one thing more we have to understand, even the sadhu will also get sukh and dukh. Because when we are born, even a jnani in this world at this point of time, when he is born, he was a jnani. Because once you become jnani, there is no more birth after that. If I am born in this world, that means I was a jnani at the time of birth, but I can get knowledge during my this life and I can become jnani. And after that, no birth. So all the jnanis who have taken birth at the time of birth, they were jnanis. So sadhu will also enjoy and suffer his fruits of action. So in his life also, all these things will come. Sukh and dukh will come. But titiksha, he forbears. Oh, yes. It is my karma fal. I have to take it. Titiksha. Second quality, karunika. Karunika, compassionate. Karunika toward whom? Karunika toward all those people who are suffering. Sadhu has realized, you know. He has got the jnana. Now he is seeing all the jnani people, those who are reveling in anatma vastu, they are suffering. They are suffering in the sense they don't know how to act in the world. They are creating more and more vasanas. They have not studied shastra. They don't know karma yoga. So he is compassionate toward them. Whenever he sees people suffering, not studying shastra, karunika, unnecessarily these people are suffering. Why they don't come to Gita class? Why don't they come to Bhagavad class? They should learn why sukh dukh is happening, how to come out of it. We all can come out in this life. Only in the human form we can come out. See? Karunika. Then, Suhrida Sarvadehinam, out of those people who have turned from anatma to atma, he is Suhrid. Suhrid is ready to help them. Okay, you want to tread this path? You want to come this path? You want to know about the bhakti? You want to know about the jnana? I'm here. I will help you. And not only human beings, Sarvadehinam, all beings, he is Suhrid. Friendly to all beings, Suhrid Sarvadehinam. Ajat Satrava, who can be enemy of the such person? Ajat Satrava, no enemy. Ajat Satrava, Santa, they are peaceful. Why they are peaceful? Because they are Jnani. What happens if they are Jnani? Their Ajnani is gone. If Ajnani is not there, no more desire of anatma vastu. If the desire is not there, no agitation of mind. Agitation of mind is a santa. When the agitation is not there, santa. How are we? We are all agitated. Why? One after the desire are coming. Sitting here also, I might be thinking, after 11, I have to go to the shop. I have to take this thing, that thing. Asanta. See? Santa. Then sadhava, they follow Shastra. They follow Shastra. What about us? Hum to padhe nahi Shastra kya hota hai. We don't know the different Bhagavatam and Gita. Many people don't know different Bhagavatam and Gita. Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavat. See? We have not studied. But sadhu, he is following. Whatever he has studied, he follows their sadhu. Sadhu bhusana, they are the abhusan. Abhusan means the subtle, sublime characteristics of sadhu. But sometimes the bhakta are violent also. They crucify sadhu, Jesus Christ, crucify. Why? The bhakta. Sadhu has got no enemy, but the bhakta are enemy, you see. Of that sadhu. And still Jesus is saying, praying, oh Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. See? Sadhu. Next.
Mai ananena bhavena bhaktim purkurvanti yedriram matkrite takta karmani.
Now sadhu or sannyasi, what they do? Mai ananyena bhavena bhaktim kurvanti yedriram. Mai, unto me, ananyena, undivided mind, single-pointed mind. There is no otherness, only Bhagavan is there in mind. Ananyena bhavena bhaktim kurvanti yedriram. Formally they are doing the bhakti of Lord. Matkrite tyakta karmani, matkrite for me, tyakta karmani, sab kuch chod diya, no more karma, whatever I am doing it for the Lord only, bas. They have become an instrument in the hand of the Lord. Whatever Lord is saying, I will do it. Matkrite na tyakta sarva karmani, tyakta swajana bandhava, and a sannyasi, he leaves swajan, apne aadmi, he leaves bandhava, all the relatives. He leaves all the relatives and they take sannyas. They come out of the home. So with an undivided heart, they practice unflinching devotion to me, and for my sake, they abandon even their obligatory duties, forsake their kinsmen and relatives. See, if you take sannyas, and after that sannyas, if you still think about the worldly thing, then that sannyas is not fruitful. After taking sannyas, you must think about the Lord only always, 24 hours. After wearing ochre clothes, taking sannyas, even if you still think about the worldly thing, then that is not sannyas. That is not sannyas. Next.
Madashraya katha mrishtaha shunvanti kathayanti cha tapanti vividastapa naitan madgata chetasaha.
Madashraya, they take shelter. Ashram means what? Ashram means I have decided that Lord is supreme, He is param for me, and I will take shelter under Him only, and I want to reach, I want to know that Paramatma. I want to know that Paramatma. I have decided in this life. Madashraya, katha mrishta. Katha means they delight in katha. Kathamrishta, delight in katha. They want to know, learn about the sports of Bhagwan. So, you see, katha also, we have to understand, don't take it a story. Many people, you will get, Bhagavad katha, I have listened to many stories. But they all have got some intrinsic meaning. Bhagwan killed putana. Infant. What is putana? Put means pure. Na means that which is not pure. Putana. What is not pure? Ignorance is putana. Intrinsic meaning. But how it is being served? Like a story form we are serving. They have got all values in that. Vedant in that. So madashraya katha mishtra. So they delight in katha. They delight in katha. Bhagavatam is said to be Paramhans Sanghita. They dive deep into it to find out the gems out of it. See? For one verse they will debate or they will speak on that verse for at length for a long time. Katha mishtra sranavanti kathayanti. What they do? Srinavanti, they will listen. Kathayanti. What is their profession? 24 hour, Bhagwan. Bhagwan did this thing. Either they are telling on that topic or they are listening. Srinavanti, Kathayanti. Tapanti vivida tapa naitan. Madgat chetsa. Madgat chetsa. Chetsa means mind. Whose mind is fixed in me, they don't suffer. They don't suffer. Tapanti vivida tapa na etan. They will not suffer all types of suffering because their mind is with the Lord. How will you understand that? What is the science behind it? How do we get sukh and dukh? We experience sukh and dukh in the form of vritti, in the form of thought. Is it not so? In the form of thought. Suppose you are driving and you see an accident, somebody has died there. You feel sorrow. The car accident, car or the person died is not entering. What is entering is a vritti, is a thought of that. Only thought. And when that thought is replaced by another vritti, another thought, we become sukhi. And Mahatma gave beautiful examples. Suppose you are enjoying one party. On 31st March night, financial year has ended, and your company has made a good profit. You have thrown a party. And then at dead of night at 12 or 12:30, somebody rings you up. We are now in America. Somebody rings up from India that your son met with an accident in India. You have not seen the accident. Only somebody gave you information over the phone. You were enjoying the party with the pack and all the food and everything. What will happen? Everything on the table. Then after 5 minutes, again that person calls you, no, uncle, today is 1st April. We are past 12, 31st past gone, it's 1st April. I am making you fool. Your son is okay, now talk to him. Now that person starts again dancing. So sukh is coming as a vritti, dukh is coming as a vritti, both are coming as a vritti only thought. And remember, one thought will remain only, one thought remains at a time. It changes so fast. But this person's mind is madgatan chetasa. Madgatan chetasa means what? Mind where? Bhagwan. So thought of Bhagwan is there always. Even the thought of problems of body, mind, intellect is coming from outside. Nothing happening. Nothing happening. And we saw this in the life of Thakur Ramakrishna. He had throat cancer. So whenever he went beyond his mind, he was in the state of bliss. Never said, complained anything, this is paining. The moment came down, madgaten chetasa, so long it is there, the pain of throat was not giving any suffering to him. Because all the vrittis are there with the Lord. The moment he came down the world, this is paining. What should I do? Should I take ice cream? Will it help me? Again, went into meditation, went to higher state, gone. Similarly, tapanti vividha tapa na etan madgachesa, because the mind is with me. They are not at all suffering. No suffering at all. So sadhu is not disturbed by adidevik, adibhautik and adhyatmik sorrows. Why? As his mind is always with the Lord. Not concerned with all these things. And we find in the life of Maharaja Ambarish, he was a Maharaja. But he always used to talk about the Leela of Bhagwan. Even being a Maharaja, head of kingdom, mind always there. If Ambarish Maharaja can do, Janak Maharaja can do, can we not do? We all can do. And jiva who is forgetful of Bhagwan, always suffering. A sadhu whose mind is with the Lord, not suffering. A jiva, we all are jiva. Why are we suffering? Where is our mind? Our mind is not with Bhagwan. It is not in Atma. Where is there? Anatma. So what is this Anatma? Anatma, Bhagwan said, it is Dukkhale. So Dukkhale will give you Sukh. Dukkhale will never give you Sukh. But we are all searching in Sukh there, in Dukkhale. And we all have got the source of Sukh with us only. The source is with us. All Sukh comes from one source only. That is Atman. We project that Sukh on the Vastu, on the objects, or person, or being. But the source is one only. Source is one. So we are forgetful of Lord, therefore we are suffering. A sadhu, he never forgets Bhagwan. Anena bhakti, single-pointed, continuously thinking about the Lord. No suffering. Next.
24. तयेते साधव साध्वी सर्वसंग विवर्जिताः संगस्तेषु अथते प्रार्थः संगदोषहराहिते
तयेते साधव तयेते दैट साधव दैट डिवोटी एते मीन्स वेरी साध्वी साध्वी मीन्स उदयभूति भगवान कपिल इज एड्रेसिंग हिज ओन मदर एज साध्वी देवती सर्वसंग विवर्जिता those who have all fixed their mind on the Lord, detaching from everything, sarva-sangha vivarjita, sangha-steshu te prarthya, you go to them, pray them, get attached to them, sangha-steshu, go to those sadhus, prarthya, seek, sangha-dosa-raite, sangha-dosa, Hara, they will remove your sangha dos. So sangha is dos, dasa. Earlier also I was telling you, poison is sangha. Poison is not your building, your flat, your children or other things which we have. It is the attachment which is giving us suffering. Sangha dos, hara. So go to sadhu. Sadhu will tell you. They will remove your sangha. They will tell you all signs, how it is happening. Go to them. Sangha dosara. Because satsang removes dussanga. When you are in satsang, now you are not thinking about world. Acha, let me tell you what is dussanga. If you are thinking about the world, it is dussanga. Why is dussanga? You are creating vasanas, impurities. It is dussanga. Same mind when it is thinking about the Lord, it is satsanga. Satsanga does not mean that you have to come to Yamunotri or listen to this and that. Satsanga means by reading about the Bhagwan is also satsanga. Company of devotees is also satsanga. Good positive thoughts are also satsanga. So such persons who are without attachment to anything except me are real sadhu. So who is the real sadhu? They are only attached to Lord. Lord will take care. They will tell whatever is needed. Bhagwan, ye de do. Bhagwan give. Madasraya. They are fully dependent on Lord. Whatever is needed, okay. Bhagwan will arrange. It is desirable to seek their company, O noble lady sadhvi, because they are the veritable destroyer of all worldly attachments. They will tell you about the nature of this world. When you come to know about the nature of this world, you will also try to come out of it. You all will try to come out of it. When they tell you, when they explain you what is the nature of this world, it is impermanent. Something permanent is also available here. You can get it. It is already with you. I will tell you how to reach there. You will be permanently happy. There will not be any sorrow. We will definitely all will like to have that. So Kapil advises Mother Devuti to be always attached to Sadhu. This only will remove all the sorrows of the world. In the beginning I told you, Devuti has complained that asat indriya tarsanat. It is because of the agitation of the senses, the whole life has gone. Imagine, she is the mother of 10 children, 9 daughters and 1 son. 9 daughters got married to 9 sadhus. After that, she is saying that the whole life is wasted. I am more and more into ignorance. I cannot come out of it. Is that not our own experience? It is false understanding that I am rich, educated, as the body itself is false and association. विषय एजुकेशन और कौन क्या एजुकेशन. लेट मी टेल यू आई ऑल्सो डिड मेनी कोर्सेस एंड एवरीथिंग बट नाउ आई कैन टेल यू ऑल दोज थिंग्स वी आर वर्थलेस. By that you can get a only good living, that's all. Nothing else. Worthless. But that you can say only when after experience, when you have crossed, then you will understand that your engineering degree or medicine degree or account degree or law degree and all, worthless. Kuch nahi hai. It has never given me permanent happiness. So our mind is polluted by sattva, rajas and tamas, by anatma vastu, and in Bhagavad Gita it is said, nirman moha jit sanga dosa adhyatma nitya binivritta kama gacchati padam abhyam tat. If you want to go to that pad, that permanent pad, what we have to do? Nirman moha, free of ahankar. Here also it was said, aham and mam. Aham and mam is the cause of kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, mad, matsarya. Gita also says, nirman moha. Moha. What is moha? Abhivek. Do vivek. We are all deluded. What is our delusion? We say world is real. Ab Bhagwan to hai nahi. This is our delusion. When you come to Vedant class, here they will tell you, no, no, no. The whole world is unreal. Bhagwan is real. And what is our understanding? Oh, we are not able to see Bhagwan, therefore Bhagwan is not there. Bhagwan is unreal. And what I am experiencing, I can trust, taste. So therefore this is real. Jitasanga dosa, free of the sattvic, rajasic, tamasic thing, free of asnatraya. Esnatra means Kamani Kanchan and Kirti. Kamani Kanchan and Kirti. Esnatra. Free of this. Jitasanga dosa. Adhyatma nitya. Adhyatma nitya established in the self. Binivritta kama. Free of desires. Many people ask, is it really possible? Binivritta kama. Free of desires. Or when the sthit pragya lakshan is said in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, prajahati yada kaman sarvan. Prajahati. Prajahati means when killed. Yada kaman sarvan. 100% kaman. Sarvan. It's possible. Otherwise Gita will not say, Bhagavan will not say. It is possible. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan. Binivritta kama, same thing. Same thing. Why this kama is coming? Because of avidya, because of avidya, ignorance. And you all know what is anarthakari parampara. Avidya, kama, karma. For millions of lives we are in this parampara. Millions of lives. Avidya, kama, karma. Avidya, kama, karma. What is avidya? Not knowing our true nature is avidya. Not knowing our own self is avidya. Don't say, I am educated, I have got the vidya because I am Nobel laureate. No. That is not vidya. In our Shastra, vidya says, vidya sa vimuchyate. That is vidya which will give you mukti. We all are professional. Are we liberated? Has our vidya given us liberation? No. That is not vidya. Vidya is that which will give us mukti. So when we are free of all the attachment to sattva, rajas and tamas, there will not be any affliction of sattva, rajas and tamas. If I am not attached, to anatma. Anatma, which is dukkhale, cannot give me dukkh. I am not attached to the neighbor's house. So if I see a crack in the wall of our neighbor's house, do I become sorrowful? If it is my friend's house, then maybe a little bit. But if it is my own house, the wall is cracked. See the sorrow? How much sorrow is there? Why? Cracking the wall is the same, whether in that house or this house. This belongs to me. I am attached to this. Therefore, I am suffering. I am not attached to the neighbor's house. So, therefore, I am not suffering. What is the cause of suffering then? Attachment. So, Shastra never says that you leave your home, you leave your family, you leave your children, you leave your property, you leave your bank account, you leave your parents, go to Himalaya. No, they don't say that. They say only you drop the attachment which we have created. How it has come? I and my, aham and mam. Because of aham and mam. And how this aham and mam will go? In our Vivek Chudamani class, we are discussing that only. With the sword of Vivek, Mahasina Vivek. Vigyan, Mahasina Vigyan, Vigyan word has used there. Mahasina Vigyan. Vigyan, not only theoretical knowledge. We have to experience it, make it our own knowledge. The sword of aparoksha anubhuti will remove I and my. This knowledge of self will remove ignorance. When ignorance or jnana is removed, there is no more desire, no desires, no actions at the body level. Don't think that sadhu will become nikamma, I realize become nikamma after that, becomes a useless, worthless person. No. He is very active after that. Because there are no more selfish actions for him. Now he is serving society. Now he is serving society. Like our Gurudev did. After realization, serve society. One more we'll see. 25.
Satam prasangan mama vira samvidaha bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kathaha tadyoshanad sas tadyoshanad ashu apavarga bhartmani shraddharatir bhakti anukramishati.
So what is the topic of satsang? It is said here satam pure bhakta. Satam is pure bhakta. Prasangan mama. Prasangan association. Mama means my. My association. Virya. Wonderful activities. Sambido by discussion. They will discuss. The topic of discussion in satsang is my sports, my lila, Bhagwan's lila. They will discuss about that. Bhavanti. Bhavanti means they become. Rit means heart. Karna Rasayana Katha. Karna Rasayana Katha. These stories are very pleasing. Rasayana, very pleasing to hear. So this is the topic of satsang. In satsang, they will not discuss about anything other than Bhagwan. They will discuss about Lord only. Then Tat Josanat. Tat means that. Josanat means by cultivation. Asu. Asu means quickly. Apavarga. Apavarga. Vartmani. Apavarga vartmani is the path. Apavarga means moksha. I will tell you the detail of pavarga. What is pavarga? Pa-pa-ba-ba-ma. When you go beyond pavarga, then that is apavarga. We'll discuss it in our next class. Then what will happen? Shraddha. Shraddha, faith will come. When you discuss about the Lord, slowly, slowly, shraddha, faith will come. Yes, 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 it can happen. Then Rati, there will be attraction toward the Lord. Rati, Bhakti, Bhakti will come. Rati, Bhakti, Anukramishyati will follow in order. One after another will come. The first will Shraddha will come, then Rati, then Bhakti. We'll see in detail in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.